star so bright. Pull your hat down, make sure your cinch is tight. Horse is kinda snuffy, cold chill up your spine. You'll get your ass moving, sun will burn on daylight.
Howdy there, I'm Matt McKinley and we're burning daylight. Welcome to Burning Daylight, the only podcast for the working cowboy.
pardon me. Welcome back, Daylight Burners. Jake was here, and then he had a little snafu with his computer. Might have been a little too much internet porn. I don't know for positive what. Anyway, he was on the screen, and then he's like, this isn't good. I don't think I can do the show tonight. So just me, and hopefully Jake's computer survives. And, then he didn't lose his identity. Hopefully we'll see. He is Indian, so there's about 1.5 billion other Indians. So roughly half of them, about 700 million Indian dudes. Surely they'll pick somebody else besides Jake. I mean, just odds are there's a lot of Indian dudes. So, that's neither here nor there. I'm kind of stalling because I'm a little embarrassed. This week was a goddamn shit show. I did not do good. It started out with a bang. I won the Jacksonville versus New Orleans. I took them straight up to win, and they did. It was 31-24. And so started out solid. And then came Sunday. And Sunday was not great. Had a prop bet that almost hit. Tua needed one more touchdown and a few more yards, and that would have been a big one. It was a prop bet. So I did Tua. He needed over 280. He didn't hit that. Tyreek Hill have 8 receptions or more. He did that. Passing touchdowns. Didn't hit that. DeAndre Swift over 66.5. He hit that. Jalen Hurts under 45.5. He did that. And then Jalen Hurts was over 259.5 passing yards. He hit that. So that that was kind of like a flyer one that I took that was gonna pull me out of the hole that I got myself in. Luckily, I didn't bet too many games. I lost taking the Packers over the Broncos. I got them. It was a live money line. I think it was in the fourth quarter. Green Bay was driving. Denver was up. But, Packers were driving. And I was like, this is about where Denver's lost the game every time. So I put $10 on the Packers to win right there. I had them at plus 135. And somehow the Broncos pulled it off. Had an 8-team teaser that I thought was a pretty solid bet. Nothing fucking hit. So let's see, what else did I, the teaser, I won't go into that. It was 18. So I took Tampa Bay -2.5 against the Falcons. That did not hit. Falcons won 16-13. Straight bet, I did under 40.5, Browns versus the Colts. Thought that was a pretty good bet. It was not. Browns won 39-38. Way over that 40.5 total. So that didn't hit. I did win one. Under 44, Steelers at the Rams. And that one ended up being 24-17. So 41. It was getting close. I was watching the end of that game and I was like, come on, you sons of bitches, stop scoring. And luckily, Steelers defense held up their end of the bargain. And I think they chalked me up one win on Sunday, I think. I had a parlay that didn't hit as well. Washington at New York Giants. I took Commanders -3. Commanders lost 14-7. So that's neat. I took the Lions +3 at Baltimore. Actually, I thought the Lions were actually going to win this game. And man, this was my biggest miss of the week. 38-6, Baltimore curb stomped Detroit. Here me and Jake were talking up the Lions about how I still don't know if anybody in the NFC North is going to catch them, but ooh, that was a bad loss. And then I took the Raiders -3 against the Bears. This was two backup quarterbacks of two shitty teams. And the Bears curb stopped the Raiders with some quarterback. Let's pull it up on the screen here. I will go down the list here, but they, Tyson Bagent from some little no-name college, Shepherd College. He's kind of I guess he's from West Virginia, and he kind of looks like the kid playing Doolin Banjos on Deliverance. So that all checks out. So rookie that nobody's ever heard of. Went to a college that nobody's ever heard of. He threw for 162 yards and a touchdown. Is it Devontae Foreman or Dante Foreman? Dante Foreman. Devontae's Freeman. Okay. So Dante Foreman went the fuck off and 16 carries, 89 yards, and two touchdowns. I guess not so much on the yardage wise, but two touchdowns, that's good. So missed that one. I really missed on the Browns. The Browns played a lot of, I mean, they scored a lot of points. The Colts scored a lot of points. Gardner Minshew with 300 yards, two touchdowns and a pick. Jonathan Taylor's back, 75 yards and a touchdown. I did not see that happen. I thought that was for sure going to be an under game. Bills Patriots, I did not bet this game because it was like Bills -7.5. Seemed like a trap. I stayed away. It was a trap. Giants 14-7 over the Commanders. Didn't see that happening. Tyrod Taylor's got the boys buzzing, I guess. Daniel Jones has the widest, longest neck I've ever seen in my life, I think. It's too much neck to be out there. It's no wonder he's injured. Anyway, so all right, Giants are the Giants, and yeah, that I thought that was a sure bet. Commanders beating them, but Falcons, Bucks. That was kind of a the spread was right on the money. I think it was -2.5 or -3 for the Falcons. So I mean, Vegas was right on that one. I don't think anyone saw the Ravens blowing out the Lions. That was wild. Lamar Jackson, 357 yards and 3 touchdowns. That's about as good as you get there. So Steelers, Rams, 24-17. Seahawks, Cardinals. I lost that one too. No, maybe I hit that. That one might have hit. Maybe I didn't bet that one. I think I put that one in. Well, the only one I won was the Steelers Rams on Sunday. So there you go. That was a bad week. Packers Broncos. Yeah. Broncos held on, so now they're just stop winning, get the first pick, rebuild. Chiefs at the Chargers. I didn't bet this. I thought it was going to be a closer game than it was, but Chiefs are rolling. Typically, the Chiefs don't perform very well against the spread, but I was looking, and they're at the top of the league, and they're 5-2 against the spread. They're tied with the Lions, Ravens, Jags, and the Dolphins. So, I might look at even with their big, like huge spreads that they get, they're still covering. So keep that in mind. Eagles, Dolphins. This was a pretty fun game to watch. Eagles looked pretty dominant in this game. It looked like maybe. I was hoping for some more fireworks, obviously, because I was needing Tua to throw another touchdown and about, I think he needed about 80 more yards. That's really all I needed. And I would have, I think that was like a $600 payoff. Anyhow, Eagles look good. And then last night, Niners, Vikings. I don't know. Vikings look pretty good. Kirk Cousins, 378, 2 touchdowns and interception. Brock Purdy had 2 picks. That doesn't normally happen. He's known for not throwing picks. So, who knows? Niners are still kind of the team to beat. But as of right now, they'd be the number 2 seed. So, look out for that going forward. But I don't think I bet anything of note in college, so no need to recap there. Jake said it was a bloodbath for him as well this weekend. So everybody that I listen to that bets as well did not go well. Just some weird games, but that's the luck of the draw. Going into week 8, hopefully ends up a little bit better. So Thursday night game, we got the Tampa at the Bills. Bills -8.5. Look at the trends. Bills are 3-4 against the spread. My bookies got them at Bills -8.5. Tampa's been playing pretty close games. They're not getting blown out. Overs at 42. I'm going to stay away from the over under. Probably take Tampa plus 8.5. Bills have blown some people out, but 3-4 against the spread. 8.5 is a lot in the NFL. Tampa, I'll take them plus 8.5. That's as long as they don't get beat by 9, which they easily could. I don't know. I like that. I like that line. Packers-Vikings, it's going to be a better game than people thought it might earlier this year. Well, honestly, I think people thought the Vikings would be okay this year, and they still might be. They're 3-4. Playing at Lambeau. Jordan Love's still working out the kinks. I think he'll be okay. It's basically a pick'em game, slight edge. They're giving the home field advantage to Packers, so it's
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, I guess it'd be slight favorite to the Vikings. -1, Vikings. -105 for Packers money line. So, I mean, it's kind of basically a pick 'em. I would take the, whoever you're going to pick, I would take them the +1, -1. That'd be better odds. It's Vikings -115 money line. Packers -1, I guess -105 money line. You like the Packers there. Overs at 43. I don't know. That's a Sunday early game. I'm probably staying away from it. I don't like either. Against the spread, Packers are 3-3. Vikings are 3-3-1. Yeah, I'm going to stay away from it. The Jets at the Giants. This is a pretty close game. They got the Jets -3. I don't know what stadiums they play in anymore. So that used to be like, that's essentially a home game for each. So. Crowd, but I guess they're playing in, I guess the Giants stadium is in New Jersey. So, home game for the Giants, overs at 36.5, which seems like it might be high considering, the Giants beat the Redskins 14-7. So, Jets -3 over at 36.5. Giants are 2-5 against the spread. Jets are 4-2. Jets are a better team for sure, but Tyrod Taylor's looked good. This is like a junky game to bet on. And I'm not, probably not going to touch it. New York, or the Jets should win that game, but this could be like a 3-0 game, honestly. But it could be, I don't know, it could be one of those games where Zach Wilson goes off for 3 touchdowns and then Tyrod Taylor does some shit. Who knows? I'm not betting it. Patriots at the Dolphins. Dolphins -9.5. Overs at 47. The Patriots. Who did the Patriots beat this week? The they beat the Bills? They did beat the Bills, I think. Yeah. 29-25. The Dolphins coming off a loss. Home game. 9.5's a lot. Division rivalry. But New England typically doesn't play good in Miami, so I'll put that in the teaser. 6-point teaser, I'll make it Miami -3.5. Do that with the over. I'll take the over down to 41. I'll take those two in a teaser. Dolphins -3.5 over at 41. And hopefully the Patriots put up just enough on the board to that the Dolphins have to score a bunch. They're going to score a bunch anyway. So I think that should be a pretty easy hit. Falcons at the Titans. I hate everything about this game, and I'm not going to do anything with it. Fuck both these teams. I don't know who anyone is except for Derrick Henry and Bijan Robinson. Both running backs, both very good, and Desmond Ridder is the quarterback for the Falcons. If you don't know who that is, I don't either. Ryan Tannehill, I think, is still a quarterback. But they also have like a black guy that plays quarterback too. I don't remember his name. He played at Liberty University, like the Christian university with Jerry Falwell, you know, who likes to watch his wife get banged by their pool boy. And then preach on Sunday about how sexual misconduct and infidelity is a sin. I'm sure the quarterback was a nice guy, but anyway, that university was started by Jerry Falwell, who's a cuck, literally, like textbook definition of a cuck. So that's cool. I wonder if that quarterback ever met him. I wonder if he banged Falwell's wife. I'm going to start that rumor. I don't even know what that guy's name is. I'm going to find it. Where are they at? Where are they? Titans. Were they? Yes, they were on a bye last week. And Willis, that's who that quarterback is, Willis. Malik Willis. I'm starting that rumor right now. Malik Willis was banging Jerry Falwell's wife while Jerry Falwell watched in the, you know, in the pastor's office or the president's office of Liberty University. That's my rumor I'm starting for the day. So, anyways, all that being said, to say that I'm not going to bet this game because it sucks and Jerry Falwell is a cuck. But maybe this quarterback that went to his university is good. I don't know. I really don't know. It's kind of actually hard to watch Titans games if you're not in Tennessee, I think. I don't even know if it's easy to watch Titans games if you live in Tennessee, but it's like the NFL tries to like push them into the back corner and never show them ever because they're boring, except for their quarterback, who I don't even know if he's exciting, but the guy who founded the university he went to is a cuck. So that's about all that's interesting about that game, and I'm not betting it. Eagles at the Redskins, Commanders, Washington football team. I wonder if they change that name. The Commanders sucks. It's not a good name. I was That's so dumb. The Redskins deal. I don't. I guess it seemed like the best way to be like, hey, I get how this could be taken as racist, but it wasn't meant that way. We kind of like it, so we're keeping it. But no. Eagles minus 6.5. So that's Eagles by 7. I bet they can do that. It's at Washington. Sam Howell can kind of sling it around from time to time. Jalen Hurts looked really good Sunday night. I don't know, when the Eagles are humming, they look really, really, really good. So I'll take the Eagles minus 6.5 and probably take, I might take that down to Eagles plus minus 0.5 and then put the over at 37.5. Take that in the teaser on my bookie. If you do two picks like that, minus 6-point teaser, it pays out at minus 140, so it's not bad value. It's not even money, but it's below even money, but it's not bad value. Rams at the Cowboys. I kind of hate this game too. Because I don't know what the which Cowboys you get. The Rams look pretty good though. I got the Rams plus 6.5, which seems like a lot. Over at 45.5. I'll take the Rams with the points. It's a plus 230 Rams money line. If you're feeling lucky, that's not a, I might take that. How about the Cowboys? Were they bi last week? Bisexual. Because Dak Prescott is gay. Yeah, they were on a bye week. So, got the Cowboys coming off a bye. Mm. 6.5. I'll still take Rams plus 6.5. I might look at the over. I don't know. I'll stay away from that, but give me Rams plus 6.5. Saints at the Colts. Colts minus 1 over at 43.5. Give me the Colts at home. Let's see. I wonder if that rookie, I think, is out for the year, maybe. Trying to find out, because if Minshew's been kind of slinging it, he's kind of a gunslinger. Yeah, Richardson's on the IR, so he ain't coming back. Minshew's the quarterback for the rest of the year. Yeah, give me the Colts. Colts minus 1. Over 43.5. I might take that too. I don't know. The Saints don't really score. They put up 21 on... No, they put up 17. It's 21-17 on Thursday night, I believe. And yeah, 31-24. So they put up 24 points. I might look at that over. I'll come back to it. But Colts minus 1 for sure. Texans at the Panthers. Texans minus 3 over at 43. I'll take the Texans minus 3. I don't want to take the under. I might take that in a teaser. cross the zeros, the way that would work, it would take Houston to +3. And then I'd take the over up to 50, or the under up to 50. And so I'd do Houston +3, under 50, in a teaser. That I like that a lot too. Carolina sucks. Houston's kind of decent from time to time. CJ Stroud's been kind of lighting it up down there, and then that Collins kid. Then we got Jags at the Steelers. We got Jacksonville -2.5 over at 42. Jacksonville is 5-2 against the spread. Pittsburgh's 4-2 against the spread. I like Jacksonville -2.5. I'm kind of coming back around on the Jacksonville train. They've been they're 5-2 right now. So, I'll take Jacksonville -2.5. I might look at the under 42. I might take that. Jacksonville's not been scoring a ton of points outside of they did on Thursday night, but Pittsburgh's got a hell of a defense too. So yeah, I might look at the under, but man, Pittsburgh, if they had a quarterback, they would be really, really good. Browns at the Seahawks. We got Seahawks -3, overs at 39.5. That might be a good under to take. Seattle can put up some points, but Cleveland's got a really good defense. But I don't know. Indy put up a bunch of points on them, but San Francisco did not. So I'll take the Seahawks -3. And I might look at an over 39.5. I'll come back to it, but I like Seahawks -3. Chiefs at the Broncos. Chiefs -8. Broncos almost covered the spread for him last time. Broncos are among the worst in the league. Oh, they are. They're tied. Oh, Carolina's the worst in the league against the spread. 0-5-1, followed by the Saints and the Broncos at 1-5-1. So, and the Chiefs are the best, tied for the best, 5-2 against the spread. So, yeah, give me the Chiefs -8. It is at home. Put in a teaser. Chiefs -2. Take that over down to 40. That's expecting Denver to put points on the board. So I might take the under up to 53. So Chiefs -2, under 53. That's a pretty good teaser, I think. After last week, who the fuck knows? It was so bad. But I don't have much hope on the Broncos to do much of anything. They've lost, I think, 17 straight now to the Chiefs, working on 18. They're so bad against the Chiefs, and just so bad in general, like. The later game that they Kansas City and Denver always played each other later in the season because those were always important games heading into the playoffs, and it was just kind of known that Denver was going to lose at Kansas City and Kansas City was going to lose at Denver, and now it's been so long since Denver's won anything against the Chiefs. that they schedule them like middle of the season when it's kind of like the dog days of the NFL. Yeah, those are normally like December, January games. And yeah, here it is. They're about to be done playing the Chiefs for the year. Yeah. Chiefs will probably cover 8. It's a lot of points in the NFL, and it is a division game, which they tend to be a little bit closer, but yeah, I don't know. Like I said, take it down to 2. Take the under up to 53. I think that's a pretty decent little teaser. Baltimore at Arizona. Baltimore is -8.5 over at 44. That's a lot of points. But Arizona's terrible. Sometimes Baltimore doesn't score many points, and then last week they did. That Arizona, I don't like that game. I'm going to stay away from it. 8.5's a lot of points, and I don't know how good the Ravens are. Bengals at the 49ers. Got the Niners -5.5 over at 45. I don't particularly like this game. I don't know who the Bengals are. Did they play? I think they were. Were they on a bye as well? Yes, they had a bye last week. So are they healthy? Niners have lost 2 in a row. I don't see them losing 3. But it's also Joey Burrow. I might take this in a teaser. Take the Bengals up to 11.5, +11.5. Take the over down to 39, and yeah, I'll put that in a teaser. I think San Francisco wins that game, but I could see it being a high scoring, like last whoever's got the ball last wins that, you know, end up being like a 31-28 or 38-35 type of game. If Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase are clicking, and, you know, that offense is going, Niners can score points. The Bengals can score points. If it comes to that, like, it could be a shootout. It could be a nasty, low-scoring defensive game. But I think you throw that in a teaser. +11.5 over at 39. I would think that hits. I've been wrong before, but I like that in the teaser. Bears at the Chargers. Who cares? Chargers -8.5 over at 46.5. This is the Sunday night game, and I will not be betting it. The Bears are 2-4-1 against the spread. Chargers are 2-4 against the spread. They both suck. LA should win that game, but who knows? I ain't betting it. Stay away from it. The Monday night game, Raiders at the Lions -8.5 over 45.5 for the. Let's see, is Carr out? That is that's going to be the question. Why can't I find the damn? There we are, Raiders. Injuries. Jimmy Garoppolo is questionable. news. Nothing updated on him. That's Monday, so if Carr's playing, I might take the Raiders with the points. If not, I'll probably throw. Either way, I'll probably take the Lions in a teaser, take that down to 2.5. Take the over down to, would that be 39.5? Yeah, I like that. It's also not a bad game to sit out. But the Lions looked pretty good until this last week, so they could bounce back. Maybe they're the same old Lions that we know and love, and they just shit the bed from here on out. I don't think they will. So 8.5's a lot of points, but the Raiders suck. And if Carr's not playing, they got Brian Hoyer as their backup. So yeah, if Hoyer's under center, hammer the Lions on that. That's they should run away with it. So hopefully this is a better week. I feel a little bit better about this week. So the matchups seem a little more favorable for me. Or at least they appear to be anyways. So I think we'll be all right. We'll do good. I can feel it. We're really going to kick some ass this week. That's what I think. So, I will get my bets in time. I apologize for last week. I didn't put them. I don't think I put them in the chat on Instagram. So that's, I'll share it to my story once I put the picks in there. So if you want to follow along, if I make any changes, so I'll put my bet slips there on that, my broadcast channel on Instagram. And so it's the football picks, under the Move Your Ass page, however you find it, but it'll be on my stories. So check it out. Jake will put his in there, I'm sure, as well. So he looks like he was back in Detroit. So he'll have plenty of time to bet. And he's able to, when he's in California, it's not so much. So anyhow, enjoy your week. Enjoy the football. Football has been pretty good this year. My betting has been meh. Last couple of weeks have been meh. This week was god awful. Fucking bloodbath. Really, really shit the bed this week. But I can feel it coming on. We're gonna be on one this week. I'm telling you right now. I'm gonna be putting in some prop bets, and they're gonna be hitting. And yeah, I'm gonna do good this week. I can just feel it. So hope you guys do too. Enjoy the week. Enjoy the games, and keep tuning in. I think we'll be doing a Ag News for Fence Post Politics this week. Make sure you go check out First Form. I'm going to be running a new ad there. Been working with them here lately. Been trying to get back into shape so I can keep up with my kids. My kids are going to be little savages. And I got to keep up with them for as long as I can. So older you get, the more shit you need to take to help you stay in shape. And First Form's got all the best stuff. So best supplements out there: vitamins, minerals, nutrients, pre-workout, post-workout, protein, energy drinks. I had an energy drink here earlier. They have the best pre-workout stuff I've ever tried. So it's really good stuff. Really good company. all about trying to help you get better. It's not a bunch of douchey fitness types. I'm sure there's some of those in their community as well, but everybody I've talked to and interacted with there has been just awesome. Really, the gals are really sweet, helpful. The guys are they're there to pump you up. They're all about helping you out, helping you get fit, get healthy, and I think that's a good thing. Good thing overall. So go check them out. firstform.com/burningdaylight. And yeah, if you see anything you like, check it out. I'm working on testing out all their stuff, but so far I like what I've tried. The microfactors, that's the vitamins, and it's overall, it's like six different capsules you take once a day, and all good stuff. Essential fatty acids, acids, probiotics. Antioxidants, all good stuff. It's all like natural ingredients too. So, not all, but most of it. Really good stuff. Everybody that I know that really knows this supplement stuff says First Form is either the best or really good, depending on who you talk to. But anyways, I like what I've tested. And it's really helped me get through some of these workouts being a shitty dad bod that I've had. So anyways, I highly recommend them. Check them out and use my link, firstform.com. That's firstform.com/burningdaylight. BURNIN daylight. And yeah, go check them out. You won't be disappointed. You might be disappointed by your gambling results. Cannot guarantee anything there, but I feel better about it. So move your ass. We're burning daylight.
Up in the morning beneath the stars so bright, pull your hat down, make sure your cinch is tight, horse is kind of snuffy, cold chill up your spine, it'll get your ass moving, sun, we're burning daylight, burning daylight, burning daylight. In the saddle till the job's done right. Burning daylight. Well, life is just a gather, and you won't catch them all. But when you ride through the gate, make sure you sit up tall. I can see the horizon, it's looking pretty bright. Well, get your ass moving, sun, you're burning daylight. Burning daylight. Burning daylight. In the saddle till the job's done right.